Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We head out to the fan hotline. You can hear him. You can watch him over on Locked On Guardians Monday through Friday. It's Justin Latta, and he joins us now. Justin, what's going on?
Not much. Good to talk some baseball that's a little more positive. I encourage people to listen because I, too, have a face for radio. So YouTube side, I don't know about that one.
Well, they post videos of us, too, every once in a while. So I appreciate that we're mostly on a sound platform and not a video platform. It's always good. I always appreciate when people listen to 7-Eleven. Not so much when they tune into social media. Those people are always meaner, too, to me. I don't know if you get that, but always ruder to me.
Yes, always.
All right, Justin, let's talk a little bit of baseball. It was something that I think a lot of fans looked at this team at the trade deadline, and of course, as we talked about, and we have the prospects, DeLauder not being called up, Kayfis sitting in the wings, and even beyond that, and looking at multiple guys like Brito, who's kind of had like the lost season, but I know a lot of fans like, just all of these names and prospects who've been sitting down, and now it finally feels like, okay, well, some of the guys on the roster have paid off, they've turned things around. Should we be applauding the Guardians for their patience, or are we still allowed to be a little upset by it?
Oh, well, I mean, I don't know if you could have predicted all of this, the way things have gone. Like, I mean, again, I don't know if I would have believed after the 10-game losing streak that they'd be playing games that matter, on August 12th. So I think you can applaud the players, and I think you can applaud them a little bit for the plan, sticking with guys. But, like, I do think this was kind of the plan all along for the most part. Like, they've had some guys not develop and develop. Like, the prospects are one thing, but Carlos Santana hasn't really panned out, but like this was, you know, hopefully the plan for Kyle Manzardo, right? And CJ Kayfis has actually kind of forced their hand, which is good. And Gavin Williams has been good, and they even had the best of Tanner Bibee. And I don't know if they expected this out of Slade Ciccone, but I will say they went out and built the pitching depth in the offseason, like having Ciccone ready to go and the other guys. They've, you know, they went out and got Luis Ortiz, and obviously that's turned into what it is. But I think it's a little bit of both. To kind of waffle on that. Like, it's been a weird plan, but some of it's worked, and I think some of it's definitely luck.
So we can look around at the standings right now. The Guardians, a half game out of the wild card race, six games back in the division. I do kind of want to focus on the AL Central. How obtainable does actually taking the division still feel at this point to take down the Tigers?
Well, the Tigers obviously are not playing their best baseball, and this is not, I don't know if I expected them to be this bad, but I did expect some aggression for them because they were running just some really unsustainably high results in the first half. So I'm not surprised they've kind of hit the skids a little bit. And their rotation hasn't been as good as I thought it would be. I don't know if it's going to falter that much down the stretch for the Guardians to catch them because this is a very streaky offense. And, you know, we're still not getting the best out of Tanner Bibee. And the bullpen is still a bit weird, being unsettled with no Class A. So I would expect that it's probably going to be harder to catch the Tigers, but who knows? I mean, they don't have, you know, the greatest lineup. Riley Green has slumped really bad this half. They're counting on guys like Zach McKinstry and Javier Baez. Their big trade deadline acquisition was, you know, Kyle Finnegan and Charlie Morton. So would it shock me if they continue to fall? No. But you've made so much ground up in the last month that that's a pace that's very hard to sustain. As good as the Tigers got a year ago, you know, remember, they also didn't chase the Guardians down, too. And the Guardians had a pretty weak July and August, I think August last year. So I'd say it's going to be very hard. But they also have a lot in front of them, too. Like, these two teams play each other six more times. So if they can stay within striking distance before then, then anything's possible. But I would probably still, you know, hang your hat on the wild card.
What would be the number? The Tigers series comes up on September 16th. You'd have 13 games left at the start of that series. At what point would you feel like, hey, it's really within striking distance getting into those series, into that back half of the year?
For the division?
For the division, yeah.
I think it's got to be three. I don't think you can afford to go any further, because those all become must-win games at that point, if it's any further than three. If you want to have a realistic shot where you're not banking on the team winning every single game against the Tigers, I think for those final six and those final three, the final 13 games of the year, I think you're talking three, maybe four games, you know, at the worst.
So if they're not able to take the division, and like you said, you're hanging your hat on the wild card, you got three teams ahead of you right now, and the Mariners, the Red Sox, and the Yankees. If you want to throw the Rangers in there, they're two games behind the Guardians. Which right now feels like the easiest team to get out in front of, and which one feels like just an unobtainable roadblock?
The Rangers are having a really weird year. So if you want to include the Rangers in them, like, their pitching's been pretty solid, but their lineup, oddly enough, has been very, very inconsistent this season. So that could go either way. If their lineup suddenly catches fire, that's going to be difficult. But I would probably count the Rangers out, not knowing how many more times they play the Mariners and the Astros. Because to me, I know the Astros are in first place by half a game, but if you want to look at a team in the AL that's most complete, I think it's the Mariners. I think every team in the American League is like a fry short of a Happy Meal at this point. But the Mariners, to me, are probably the most complete team. So I don't know about catching them. I think the biggest thing they can do is oddly enough, catch the Yankees. The Yankees' bullpen has been a disaster since they acquired all those guys. Devin Williams has been bad all year. Aaron Judge is banged up. Who knows how healthy he is? And they don't play good defense. It kind of seems like things are unraveling there. So I think the easiest team to get up in front of is probably the Yankees. The Red Sox, you know, they're pretty tough, and they might get better with some guys coming back in September. So I think the Red Sox will be tough. I think you're really looking at that last wild card spot.
Justin Latta, Locked On Guardians, with us here on the Fan Hotline. You talked about the Yankees bullpen. Well, the Guardians bullpen has been certainly exceeding expectations as of late. If you're looking at them, how much faith do you have in this group that they stay not necessarily as sound as they are, but just sound in general without Emmanuel Clase?
I mean, I have enough faith in the guys that are here. Like, Hunter Gaddis has had a bit of a rough stretch. He's been a little better lately. He's having this weird thing where he's having a hard time, I've heard, getting a grip on his changeup. Like, I heard on the broadcast the other night that he hadn't thrown a changeup in a month, which is not great because the changeup really was his best pitch last season. It's a really good pitch, and he hasn't thrown it because he's had issues. So they need the best version of Gaddis. Eric Sabrowski's been fantastic. The control could be a little better, but I think he's been better than I thought he would. I mean, I really thought Eric Sabrowski might be lost all season because this is a guy who had two Tommy Johns, and he had forearm issues in the spring training. And I really like the development of Nick Enright. I'm super excited for Nick Enright to get this chance. I mean, that being said, he's still a rookie. But your big four pitchers right now are Cade Smith, Hunter Gaddis, Eric Sabrowski, and Nick Enright. And then you're throwing in 32-year-old Matt Festa a little more often than maybe you'd like. And then Colby Allard is doing some nice things, but you're trying not to count on him in games that are like leverage. And Junis actually has been pretty good. Outside of a bad stretch, they've gotten a lot out of Junis this year. I'd really like it if they could get Tim Herron back to what he was a year ago, get him back in the bullpen. And it would be great, too, if Trevor Stephan could rediscover his velocity and command coming off Tommy John, but that hasn't happened yet. I think one of those two guys, to me, really needs to reemerge as an option in September in the bullpen to kind of deepen things a little bit.
So if we're looking at things like, I think it's fair to say that we have some questions with the bullpen. Certainly, back half of the rotation has its own questions. The lineup's playing well, but I think name-wise it have questions. How do we balance this idea of this just being obviously what it is, a really good stretch for the Guardians, versus it being closer to what they actually...
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Actually are.
Oh, well, I mean, they found a lot of pieces that kind of fit, right? Like, Kyle Manzardo is starting to break out, it seems like. CJ Capus is fitting in nicely, and there's going to be bumps there, I think, at some point. But, like, David Fry has looked better lately. Angel Martinez, because of all the guys on this roster, Angel Martinez is only playing against lefties now, and that's where he succeeded this year. You're not exposing Daniel Sheeman to left-handers as much, even though he's had reverse platoon splits this year. I'm encouraged by the offense that they have had this great stretch without anything from Jose or Stephen Kwan. But if they're going to get to the playoffs, like, those guys got to start picking things back up. So I don't know if I want to say this is exactly who they should be, because they might be running into a hot stretch. I'm oddly more confident in the rotation. I mean, I know Ciccone had a rough start on Sunday, but we're seeing Gavin push forward. Cantillo's had some really good starts. He overcame a rough start this past weekend. Logan Allen's been really consistent, and at some point, I keep hanging my hat on this too. I think that they're going to get a better version of Tanner Bivey, the version we have been wanting to see all year. So there's still good things in front of them, which is weird to say. Like, Kwan, Jose, Tanner Bivey have all not really played up to their potential over the last couple of weeks, and if they start doing that, when this other half of the group that has been doing the heavy lifting starts to fade, you might have those guys pick you up and make this thing a little more sustainable.
I'm glad you brought up Stephen Kwan, Justin, because it was one of the names I had down to talk to you about, because I kind of want to know where you feel on him, a concern level, just because, hey, we're looking at Kwan, and sure, if he goes through a couple of weeks to a month of a bad baseball, it's like, all right, well, he's Stephen Kwan, we trust him. It's practically been since June, he's hitting below 250 and hasn't been the most productive leadoff guy, the guy that we know to be in a Cleveland uniform.
I'm concerned from the fact that, A, you know, how is the wrist feeling? Like, you know, he got that quarter zone shot out of the All-Star break, and as soon as he came back in the lineup, he was hitting great. And he looks like he's taking very similar swings right now to what he was before, where teams are throwing him high fastballs, and he's having a very hard time getting around on them. So that's why you're seeing a lot of pop-ups to left field and center field. He's not getting around on pitches. But I think the concern is that this is kind of a thing that he goes through a lot of years. Like, last year, we saw the same thing. He had the lower back issue. He had the hamstring issue in May, and then he came back strong. And then the rest of the year until September, he also had issues with the back. And then he came back in summer, was just fine. So my standpoint is every time in the second half of the last couple of years, he has really had this struggle. So that's where my concern is this a constant thing with him, with his body? Does he have a hard time holding up for the whole season? Which, you know, it's a rigorous season. It's very hard. He's not a huge guy, you know, athleticism-wise, so he has a lot more to hold up. I'm concerned from that standpoint. But, you know, he also did rebound in September a year ago. He was really good in the playoffs, so I think it's still there. I still think he's going to be fine. But I think this is a kind of a reoccurring thing that's a little bit concerning.
Again, Justin Latta with us here on the Hotline. I'm going to have you pick one player, your biggest surprise since the All-Star break for the Guardians.
Say that one more time, you cut out.
Oh, good. Your biggest surprise, one player, your biggest surprise since the All-Star break with the Guardians.
That's a good question. I want to say Manzardo, but this is kind of what I expected from him. Brian Rocchio has been really solid since he came back. Like, the move to second base really feels like it has helped out a lot for him. He's looking really good defensively. Like, is he Andrés Giménez? No, but nobody's in that class. But and he made some really good plays in Chicago over the weekend. I mean, he saved the game for them in the 3-1 game on Saturday. He's had some better hits. He picked up a ball that Arias, you know, couldn't handle. He's done a lot for them defensively since he's come back from Columbus. He looks like a different player.
Justin, you mentioned second base, so I have to bring it up. Travis Bezzano gets the call up to AAA Columbus. Is there any chance he's a September call up, or is that dream dead at this point?
I don't want to throw cold water at anybody. I don't think it's possible, but my theory still is that there is a possibility it happens. Like, I don't think it's exactly similar to the Bo Naylor thing. They did that in 2022 for the playoffs. I'd be surprised at this point if it happens, but I'm not going to say the chances are zero, because he just moved up after the injury so quickly. And I feel like the movement they used with him says that the plan this year was for him to be up if he wasn't injured. You know, Juan Brito's not blocking him. The thing that really gets in the way for Bezzano being on the roster in September is that they have guys coming off of the injured list that they have to add back to the roster. Like, you still have Lane Thomas, and you still have some other pitchers like John Means might come back, and you're going to call up other guys. So, like, there's guys they might have to re-add to the roster that are going to get in the way. Plus, there's the offseason 40-man thing that they've already started CJ Capus a little bit earlier than he needed to. Are they going to pull that trigger with Bezzano? I don't know. So I think the odds are low, but I don't think they're zero.
I like to hear that. I like to hear that there's a chance I see my number one overall pick, most definitely.
I might be wish casting a little bit. Let's be honest, guy. I might be wish casting just a little bit.
I'll take that. If it's wish casting, I'll take it. Justin, we mentioned CJ Caves a couple of times. I know you dig a little bit deeper into the numbers than most people do. If you're looking at him, what have been your takeaways? Because the surface numbers look good. Do the in-depth numbers speak the same story?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely some chase there for sure. Like, that was what I was worried about in the minors, as he does chase out of the zone a little bit. You've seen him go up for high heat. The breaking stuff can get him a little bit, but his at-bats are pretty professional. Like, he's worked a lot of really good counts since he's been up. He's fouled off some tough pitches. And the nice thing for him is, like, you saw that the first home run he hit, he doesn't miss. When he gets a pitch in the zone he can handle, he really doesn't miss. Like, that's an area where that pitcher threw that fastball. If you're throwing him something like the same with Aaron Civale, if you throw him a fastball in the zone that's not like 95, he's going to hit it, or he's going to foul it off and get a better one. Like, he's very good at doing that. So I'm very impressed with the quality of the bats for a guy who's a rookie up the first time, because I just can't stress this enough. Like, the difference between the pitching in AAA and the majors is just so enormously big. Like, even Aaron Civale, there are not a lot of Aaron Civales, if any, even in AAA. And we're talking about a guy who, you know, is on the White Sox trying to pitch for a free agent contract. There's not a lot of those guys in AAA. So the quality of his at-bats has been really impressive in the first week, I would say. And he's not missing his pitch when it's in the zone.
All right, Justin, I'll get you out of here with this. I'll have you plant your flag. If you had to take your best guess right now, Guardians playing baseball in October, yes or no?
Oh, I'm going to make myself look really bad and say yes. I think the Yankees bullpen is really struggling right now. I don't know how healthy Aaron Judge is. And I feel like this team is really also very mad. They're playing almost angry, I think, at everything they've had to go through this year. And I that might be enough to sustain them this run, especially with the second half, the rest of the schedule they have. I feel like they've got enough in the tank, and the Yankees might just not have enough.
Justin, as always, I appreciate you setting aside the time. Always good to talk to you, and hopefully, you know, maybe we're talking a little bit in October with the Guardians on the precipice of playing some playoff games.
Yeah, only call me if Travis Bezzano comes up in September. If he doesn't, lose my number, lose my name. I was never here.
Good to know. I'll make sure I keep that in mind, Justin. We appreciate you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.